Hi, this is Rick, and I want to welcome you to the December 13th question and answer call for the subscription site. So we have two questions today, and let's just go ahead and begin. The first question, too much space, question mark. Rick, I'm the unfaithful spouse, and after 1 year of partial disclosure, it's been 2.5 months since full disclosure of my affair. Every single day that goes by, I'm tormented on the pain that I have caused and the ill effect of not completing disclosure while we were in EMS. While I'm praying for my spouse, it's been a month since we last talked. My latest attempts to contact have not been reciprocated. I understand that she needs some space for healing, the healing process, but I don't want her to feel that I don't care or I'm disconnected. Is this sort of space helpful? Should I try to press on? Should I just continue to heal my heart and let her heal? My opinion is you need to really focus on your recovery. And I think, you know, trying to reconcile the marriage is probably, I think in a situation where there's been continued deception, it really makes it incredibly difficult. 75% of people say they can get over when someone has sex with another person much sooner they can get over deception. And if there's been continued deception, then it makes it far more difficult. Your ability, I think, to work your own recovery probably for an extended period of time is going to be necessary before they would ever consider probably trying again, especially if they've been all in and you haven't been. I would advise, you know, if you've told them that you're going to be working on your recovery, that's sufficient. Give them the space. Respect their request. At least you can show that you're doing that. You know, if I don't even know if it's anything much more than that. If I were to counsel somebody like your mate and where there's been that sort of deception, I would just say you need to wait months and just see if they're still on the course. And if you're able to maintain the course at that point of your own recovery, I think that maybe there's something for them to look at. But if you're unable to stay in your own recovery and show good progress, then there wouldn't be hope for them anyway. So, yes, that space is very necessary, especially if they've asked for it, and I would certainly recommend continuing to work your recovery program, and hopefully over time, you'll have a chance to be able to reveal what's been going on for you. But regardless of what your mate does or doesn't do, you've got to work your recovery. Nothing else changes. So continue moving forward, please. On the next question, it's on recovery. After attending EMS, how soon should the hurt spouse see changes in their mate regarding counseling and support groups? Our ability to really talk and open up is a slow progress, but happening a little bit at a time. How important is it that the unfaithful spouse admit that they have a sexual addiction? It's been admitted that bad choices have been made and that they will not be made anymore, that our story wasn't as bad as others who admitted addiction. So, in my mind, again, the deception is, I think, the biggest piece, and hopefully there is a willingness to really explore the why for on the unfaithful spouse's part. I mean, I think there needs to be a serious pursuit. I would almost, of the reasons, I would almost rather somebody assume the worst-case scenario so that there's not a chance rather than saying, taking kind of a least chance sort of approach, but maybe that would be a conversation if you've gone to EMS that would be helpful if I had with them. I think that might, you know, maybe they could call up and set a time for the two of us to talk. You know, whether or not, I will say that not every act of infidelity is addiction-based. And so it might even be something that would be helpful even for a marriage session, if that's really something that's being explored at this point, whether or not it really is an addiction. And then I think there needs to be really a good aftercare program that the unfaithful spouse is willing to work on. When you say how important is it that the spouse admit that they have a sexual addiction, well, they don't need to admit it if they don't have it, so I think some work needs to be done to determine that. And, you know, I think the thing that bothers me that, you know, I think I said at EMS, is you don't say that those choices won't be made anymore. You say, I will do whatever I can to avoid being in situations where that might occur again. But ultimately, you really want to work at staying safe. So I would recommend on this one, please, if you want to know more about addiction, either talk to your counselor. There's some good addiction inventories, sexual addiction inventories online. Just type in test for sex addicts, or you can set up an appointment, and I would gladly kind of walk you through that process and help do an evaluation. So that's it for the questions today. I want to thank everybody for sending those in, and we look forward to talking with you next week. To life.